No more New Year's resolutions. I'll share why my life has improved when I shifted my mindset. Most of my life, resolutions really didn't come from inspiration. It was more of desperation, wanting to lose the magical 10, 15, 20 pounds because then life was going to magically get better. It came from pressure, or if I just try a little bit harder, things will start to get better. Instead, I'm focusing on listening to my inner guidance and to my heart. When my nervous system starts to feel overwhelmed, I'm not using my heart, I'm using the thinking brain and overthinking. Everything feels urgent, everything feels rushed, and even small decisions feel heavy. People talk about guidance, but it's often misunderstood. When I work with energy or when I tune in to the inner guidance, it's not a big, loud, booming voice that says, "Lisa, this is what you're supposed to do." Often it comes in like a thought, something I wasn't even thinking about suddenly is in my awareness. It feels just like a knowing, a gentle nudge. A sense of this feels right. When this happens, I don't feel scared about the next step. I don't let my thoughts start to spiral. I'm able to be guided in a calm manner. And that's how I want to live. Have you noticed those types of nudges recently? For me, 2025 brought lots of ups and downs. There would be moments of grief and sorrow, especially on the weekends, reflecting back on my former marriage and wishing things could be different. Even though I know I made the right decision, those emotions would still bubble up to the surface. So this mix of certainty and then confusion can really promote more of that loneliness, fear, and that anxiety state. I heard something recently that really stuck with me. The comedian Howie Mandel had been interviewed recently about how he approaches success. And he talked about the fact that people see that he's successful, but what they don't see is the number of times he fails every single day. Instead of overthinking, his philosophy is essentially doing. And doesn't want to get to the end of his life thinking, what if? That really landed for me because anxiety can come from the fear of the future. Fear can live in the imagined outcomes. If A, B, and C don't happen right away, then the worst thing in the world is going to happen. But I try to remind myself that every step that I take to heal is one step closer to what it is I want in my life. It reminds me that I cannot attract better relationships unless I clear that space to attract those things into my life. Instead of New Year's resolutions, I have adopted the philosophy of 1% improvement every single day. No big changes, no pressure, just small, easy steps. I heard about Jerry Seinfeld, the comedian. Someone had asked him, "How do you write jokes?" Essentially, what he said was he had a big calendar and he'd make a big red X on the days that he wrote jokes because his goal was to write jokes every single day. And I have found that for my goals, my 1% area of improvement, that visual has really helped. And then it's exponential growth. It's compounded and it works in all areas of our life instead of the grand big New Year's resolutions. And those small, easy steps makes my nervous system feel calm and safe and relaxed. And that alignment naturally happens. Last video, I talked about how the holidays can feel really heavy. Feelings don't end just when the holidays are over. They can often show up even louder at the very end of the year because it causes me to reflect back and go, what did I do? What didn't I do right? And focusing on slowing down, not needing to fix everything all at once, is so helpful with my nervous system being regulated. Before we keep moving forward, let's just take a moment to breathe and release what's not serving you just to get back into balance and give yourself a quick nervous system reset. We're not trying to change anything, but just giving your body a chance to catch up to what I've been sharing with you today. You can breathe however it feels comfortable for you, a nice slow breath in and a longer exhale. Okay, just settle in, a nice inhale in through the nose and exhale through your mouth if that feels comfortable. Let's take four more nice, easy breaths. Inhale. and exhale at your own pace. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale, releasing all your stresses, what's not serving you. Inhale one last time, the support and love from your guidance team, and releasing anything that doesn't serve you, stress, tension, heavy feelings, out. If you're ending this year with more honesty and gentleness, you're on the perfect path, and daily guidance from your higher self will become easier to hear. Please be patient and gentle with yourself on this journey. Remember that we have so much love and support from our loved ones, our guides, and our angels, and our higher self is truly cheering us on. There is no one way to do anything. Even with the mistakes, we are learning, and it's amazing how we can reflect back and see the growth. It's not a linear path. It often has lots of twists and turns. I hope you feel encouraged going into 2026 and realizing you are enough. Thank you so much for listening. Happy New Year.